Las Vegas, Nevada. Lance Reynolds was politely shown into the meeting room. While it was nice, it was certainly not a large boardroom with wood on the walls and expensive carpets on the floor. Lance preferred the more utilitarian look. Scott stayed outside the door, and Daryl came into the room and stood in a corner. Lance had argued with Dan and John for Bethany Ann to be given a protection detail, citing a number of sound reasons. He was particularly happy that his daughter, and make no mistake, vampire or not, she was his daughter, was subsequently argued into accepting she needed protection as the CEO of TQB Enterprises. When she used the same arguments against him as the COO traveling around the world, he wasn't nearly as enthusiastic. But he couldn't ignore the same logic without Bethany Ann throwing off her protection detail. So he screwed himself over. Daryl and Scott were good guys, but Lance hadn't needed protection in the military, and it felt like he was making himself out to be more important than he was. Bethany Ann had told him to stuff his ego and get over himself. Leave it to his daughter to not be very impressed with any of his titles or accomplishments. Lance wasn't too concerned with the CEO of Patriarch Research not showing up at the meeting right away. He was early, and this was more of a research call anyway. Nathan had some issues trying to hack their systems, and he said they might have really good defensive capabilities, but without a face-to-face meeting, he couldn't tell if there was something shady going on or not. So Ekaterina set up the meeting, and Lance hooked a flight with Bobcat on Shelley to Jamaica, where he caught a flight to Dallas, then on to Las Vegas. The three of them went first class, though Lance had argued it was a waste of money. Ekaterina explained that Bethany Ann said they needed to look important, and that meant others needed to see the trappings of his importance. At $7,000 an hour for their G550 plane flights, first-class tickets were cheap. When she explained it that way, he felt downright frugal flying first class. Lance would have preferred Nathan to be with him on this trip, but he was needed up in New York. If Lance really needed him, then Nathan and Pete would jump a flight in New York City and come straight to Las Vegas after their meeting. There was a quick knock on the conference room door, and the lovely Annette came in and brought him coffee, black. He missed Patricia. Hopefully, she was enjoying her new boss. He took out his phone and set up a reminder that simply said, "Patricia?" He set the reminder's alarm for 3 that afternoon. There was another knock on the conference room door a minute later, and the CEO came in. Lance stood up with his hand outstretched.
"Lance Reynolds."
Jeffrey was surprised. The guy in front of the conference room door was a walking tank. He expected a gruff guy. Not that the man in front of him didn't seem straight and to the point, but he didn't seem full of himself. He seemed...
"Hi, Jeffrey Diamonds. Pleased to meet you, Mr. Reynolds." "Likewise. Just call me Lance, or occasionally I'll answer to General. Take your pick."
Military. That was the word Jeffrey was looking for.
"I'm good with Jeff or Jeffrey. No preference."
Jeffrey sat down in the head chair. Lance hadn't taken the expected power chair after all. Lance pointed with his head to Daryl.
"This gentleman is Daryl Jackson. The first man you saw was Scott English. My daughter, the CEO, worries more about me than I think is necessary."
Daryl carefully kept his face neutral. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, including whatever lies the COO tells. Jeffrey looked over at Daryl and nodded, and Daryl nodded back. Jeffrey didn't consider himself a violent man, but the black gentleman looked like he could easily reach over and casually break Jeffrey's neck. It wasn't a very practical solution for someone with Daryl's kind of skills to be merely decoration. Still, Jeffrey appreciated the effort to put him at ease. It told him a few more things about Lance than maybe Lance cared to share. None of it bad to Jeffrey.
"How can I help you, General?"
Daryl held in his smile. He just made $50 each off Scott and the General on whether Jeffrey would call the General by his first name, last name, or his old title. Lance looked over his shoulder.
"That was 50 for you, right?"
Daryl let the smile show and nodded his head yes. Jeffrey caught on quickly.
"So you guys bet which name I would use?"
Lance filled him in.
"Yes. I said Lance, Daryl here said General, and Scott took Mr. Reynolds."
Jeffrey shook his head. This guy was not what he was expecting at all.